Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Scott Wyckoff in for the vacationing John Petty on a cruise in Alaska right now. It was exactly 2 hours ago right here on Maryland's News Now that we were joined by State Senator E.J. Pipkin as he confirmed news that he is leaving office.
Yes, I have resigned my state Senate seat representing the 36th District, the Upper Eastern Shore today, effective next Monday, August the 12th, and I'll be returning to school, getting a master's degree at SMU University in Dallas, Texas.
EJ, why the decision now and why the move to Texas?
I think everybody has an internal clock as to, you know, what they should do with their life and their career. For me, I think it was just time to move on. I certainly have had the honor and privilege of representing the people of the Upper Eastern Shore for the last 11 years, and it's been a great time. But for me, it was time for me and my family to make a change, and we made the decision to make the move.
Looking back on your move from Wall Street to Annapolis as a state senator, what was your greatest accomplishment, you think, during your time as a leader in the state Senate?
Well, I think to some extent for the people of the 36th District, as we look back on being able to get an emergency center that provided better health care for the region. Obviously, I think today, while we continue to have our struggles, the Bay Bridge's performance is better than where we started and still has a long way to go. But, that was a bridge that was thought of as only an Eastern Shore project. Now it's followed statewide. So, the bridge, health care, intense discussions about utility policy. Look, it's been a great run. But for me, it's I think time to try and move on to the next step.
Does the political makeup of the state of Maryland have anything to do with it, the frustrations that a senator on the other side of the aisle from the Democrats, the frustrations you would have?
There are great people on the Republican side. I think some of the great ideas of the last decade originated with Republicans. But, on both sides, Democrat and Republican, this is a intense state for politics. Great ideas go back and forth. And, our debates, particularly in the last year, are not about little ideas in Maryland, but big ideas. And, what an exciting thing to participate in. But for me, I think it's just time to move on.
How tough is it to make a decision like that? I know your son is in school here, and your wife does have family down in Texas. To make a decision like this for you to get out of what you love so much to go into something new at SMU and the sports management end of things?
Well, it's a family decision. I'm very lucky that I've had an extremely supportive wife and family. They've been through a lot the last 11 years, but I will tell you, we were together in Ocean City late last night, making the final decision. And I'm just a very blessed and lucky man to have such a supportive wife and family. As I said, they've put up with me through a lot of things through thick and thin, and they've been extremely supportive of this decision as well. Look, it's exciting. But, the camaraderie in the Maryland legislature and particularly the Maryland Senate is something that I'll treasure forever. And the people of the Upper Shore have just been terrific to work with.
As you get ready to leave, EJ, what's your message for Marylanders?
I think it's a message of what a time, great time of excitement, time of great change. And, clearly the direction of the state is going to be heavily discussed over the coming months. And I think it'll be a great discussion.
EJ Pipkin, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now.
Thanks for the opportunity.